But ever since her thing arrived...
Nathan's not a thing. He's my son. And your baby brother,
half
and that
brother.
Means you don't have to be the only one anymore.
I want to be the only one. I am the only one. And I hate it, and I hate her.
Kathy! God.
The Exorcist, Psycho, The Hand That Rocks the Cradle, The Ring Cycle, Halloween, Ginger Snaps, The Alien franchise... An endless list of films in which motherhood and the sexuality of teenage girls is the nexus of horror. Why? Question mark, new section.
I really don't know how Dad seems to be with her, you know, Jessica.
That old woman's hanging around the school gates again, Kathy.
My real mum was, like, slim and beautiful and really, really wise.
That's the third time this week.
And Virginia looks like a bin liner somebody didn't empty properly. Except what's good is...
Oh!
What?
She saw me looking and ran off.
Whatever. What's good is the baby thing needs feeding, like, 300 times a day. So she can't stop me watching horror films with Dad anymore.
Kathy?
What?
If I tell you something really private, you won't tell anybody else, will you?
I don't speak to anybody else, Jess.
I got it last night.
What?
You know.
No.
It.
A cold, a present.
My first period.
Ugh.
I was so excited. And Mum said, now you're a woman, Jessica. And baked me my favourite raspberry cheesecake. Want a bit?
No, take it away.
I've got my first tampon.
Oh, stop talking now, okay? Oh, I think I might puke.
I don't understand.
Have you seen Carrie?
No.
She starts her periods and ends up being covered in buckets of pig's blood and then crucifies our own mother on her kitchen door.
What do you mean, no?
I lent it to you weeks ago.
I've had a lot of homework.
Did you watch any of them?
Well, no.
Well, why not?
Mum threw them out. I couldn't stop her, Kathy, really, so please don't stop being my friend, please.
All right, stop whining. Can burn copies from my dad's collection. Oh, God, Chantelle's back.
She's had her hair done. Doesn't she look lovely?
No.
Hi, Chantelle!
Shut it, are you mad? Oh, she's coming over now, you stupid. Talk!
What?
That's right, Jess. The bitchy, high-status sex symbol bimbo girl always gets slaughtered really early in the plot because she's incredibly stupid.
Like, don't go into the spooky building on your own, bitch, because there's a psycho with a chainsaw in there. Hi, Chantelle.
Jess, the humans love the best you can do, Catherine.
I mean, you've got twice as much chance as Bible, Jess.
You know, Kathy's only sucking up to you because she's not my friend anymore, Jessica.
Even though you're, like,
fat and ugly and nobody else wants to be your friend.
I wasn't going to say that, actually, Chantelle.
Well, what were you going to say?
I was going to say...
She went mental jealous when Carl asked me.
Kind of fleshy, plump and ordinary.
That's a lot.
Because he's left school and dead fit.
No, Jess, I mean that's why you survive.
What are you talking about?
Except Catherine never goes out with boys, do you?
But you mainly survive because you're best friends with a quirky, intelligent heroine who wears specs, but is in fact really beautiful underneath, and who always feels a psycho in the end.
She's probably a lesbo.
If I'm jealous of you and Dumbo Carl, how can I be a lesbo, Chantal?
No boy asked Kathy out anyway because she looks about 10 and all she can do is talk about horror films. Has she told you about the stupid story she's writing?
Screenplay, actually, Chantelle, and it's not stupid.
About this mother who disappears for no reason and then comes back years later.
It's postmodern.
Except it's actually about her real mum who's not coming back ever.
I don't suppose not that means, dear Chantelle.
Because everyone knows she ran off
she
with a
run
gym
off.
Instructor from Watford.
She was kidnapped by a psychopath.
Yeah, right, whatever. See you, losers.
Bitch. We better go in. There's a new teacher and he might be strict.
What lesson is it?
Biology.
Ugh, gross.
The French feminist and post-structuralist philosopher Julia Kristeva suggests that women and girls are central to the horror genre because females are only partly integrated into the symbolic patriarchal order we like to call, quote, reality, unquote. Part of them is always the other. A mother, for example, grows a thing within herself that is not herself, gives birth to it in howling pain, and then loves it without reason, full stop. The relationship of adolescent girls to the symbolic order of rules, language and law is even more problematic.
Thank you. Meet me tonight, Kathy, and I'll let you film me and we maybe will I kick someone's head in.
No thanks, Damien.
I thought you liked horror films.
Beating up little kids and filming it isn't a horror film, my boy.
Nah, right. It's better yet, because it's real.
Reality isn't interesting, Damien.
You what?
Because it's not got a proper story and it never ends, okay? So go away now, okay?
Oh.